We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome to the program Tisha Renee from Tyler Perry's The Oval and much more. Tisha, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Good to be here.
Oh, it's great to be here and to talk to you, but how are you surviving the pandemic? I know that you were shooting for a while, so you were almost like in an NBA bubble for a bit.
That's exactly what it was. Yes, I actually was filming for about 2 weeks at Tyler Perry Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was literally a bubble. He called it Camp Quarantine 2020, and the way that everyone was housed there, it felt like we were at summer camp. So it was pretty fun, but then it was still regulations in place, of course, social distancing, masks wearing. So we really had to be careful. Even though everyone there was negative, we got tested twice a week just to make sure everyone was safe and healthy so that we can continue to do what we love for our show, you know.
Awesome. And that's fantastic. So let's talk about growing up. Did you always want to be an acting performer? Was that something you wanted to do?
I wanted to do everything. Okay. I was all over the place. I wanted to act. I wanted to sing. I wanted to be a veterinarian. Like, it was just so much that I really wanted to do. And to the point where I got older and, you know, got a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I still have that feeling, that urge to do everything. And I was like, well, what profession would allow me to do, be, and act is everything? And I was like, oh, I can be an actress. You know, you can play different characters. You can portray different roles. And that's exactly what I'm doing for a living. And I love it. So I've always known exactly that I wanted to be in the entertainment industry, but I kind of didn't exactly know what it was going to be. I'm an artist through and through. I draw, I sculpt, I paint. So I knew it was going to be something in the arts. That's what I went to school for. But I've always had a burning desire to do acting since I was little, when I started stage plays at like 6 and 7 and 8 years old, you know.
Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up here in Atlanta, Georgia. Really? I'm born in Rockford. I was born in Rockford, Illinois. But I've been here since I was 4. You know, so this is home for me. I'm a Georgia peach. So I grew up here in Lithonia, Georgia, on the east side of Atlanta, and went to Middle Grove High School. Then I went to Georgia State, and yeah, I love it here.
So what came first, the modeling or acting?
I would say it was simultaneous, because with the modeling, for me, the modeling was kind of just like taking pictures. I never really went to it fully professionally, right. And I'm still pursuing that in it as well. But I think acting definitely came first. It's kind of hand in hand, honestly. You know, if you're in front of any kind of camera lens, you're either taking pictures or you're acting. So for me, what jumped off and took off first was acting. I started on stage as a kid, and then all through grade school, high school, took a break in college, but then I stayed in classes. I was always on stage. And then with modeling really came as people contacting me and saying, hey, let's do a photo shoot, you know, that kind of thing. And then from there, you kind of develop a portfolio, and then people want you to wear their clothes or their makeup and things like that. So I'm still pursuing the like professional modeling. For me, modeling would be something like more like lifestyle modeling or glamour, something that goes hand in hand with my profession as an actress. It'll be maybe, you know, a photo shoot and a spread in a magazine. That's the kind of, I wouldn't be doing like, you know, runway, you know, that kind of modeling, but acting definitely came first.
Wow. And so acting, yeah. So as you talked about acting came first, what was your first big break in acting? What'd you do?
This show. The Oval, this show, the Oval BET. Yes, it changed my entire life. And it's funny because you say big break. I feel like that can almost be a little subjective, right. Too. Like, right. Well, what made you make it, you know?
Yeah.
But for me to be my first professional leading role as an actress has been this role. I've done other things. I've done smaller things, of course, independent films and the like. But this role really got me to where on the track to be where I want to be is going forward as an actress. You know, everything from the premieres to the red carpet to, you know, being number one TV show on BET on the network. It's been insane. It's garnered a bit of attention, which is great. I mean, that's our profession, but this has been my breakout role, I would say. And then from there, things have started to, it's like a domino effect.
Right, you know, exactly. See one big project, then another project comes your way. So that's how cool it is in certain ways. So when you were doing independent films, were you also, did you have any other reoccurring roles or like that were smaller roles of other shows that people might know you from?
Yes, I'm actually, I have a recurring role on Black Lightning on the CW as well. So that was so much fun. It was so interesting to be on that set compared to the Oval because a lot of people know Mr. Perry works very differently. He works very, very fast. So in a typical show where you may film, let's say 20 episodes in one season, that'll take months. With Mr. Perry, we can do it in 10 days. You know, like not kidding. Season 2 of The Oval, we shot the complete thing in 10 days. Last season, I think we shot it, I worked probably 8 days total. And I have a leading role in the show. Like there's a tons of us as series regulars. But it's miraculous the way he does things. And then, so when I went to Black Lightning, I was on set and like the director, they kind of pulled me aside. They was like, so is it true? The way he filmed, like they were asking me questions. Like, does he really film that quick? And I was like, yes. But then it's beautiful. It's I love the contrast because on Black Lightning, the set is very standard pace. So we may do three, I may have three scenes in one day, but it'll take all day. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
But the way they curate it and the way that they do their cinematography is much different. So they take their time, they get more angles, and then they also go about it doing it a different way. So you have shows like that and you have The Oval and it's a big contrast, but it's beautiful. And I love being on both. I always tell people, if you work with Tyler Perry, you can do anything. You can work anywhere because it's literally like actor's boot camp. That's what I call it.
So tell me what how's he shoot it so fast?
That's a good question. It's just the way that he runs, the way that he operates. He has his crew that he's been with for years and it's surreal to be on set. Anybody who's ever worked with him, they all say the same thing, like, wow, it's true. You do work fast. So three scenes we may do in less than an hour, but it's just because, first of all, it's a team effort. First of all, the actor has to show up prepared. The crew, they have their way of working, and he works in a different way on the crew side where you don't have to take hours to get, say, another angle or to get another shot. He doesn't do multiple takes as well. He doesn't do like 20 and 30 takes. We'll have maybe one or two. So it's almost, because you know Mr. Perry, he started in theater as well, all the Medea plays. So it's in a way, it's like television and theater meet. So I just come, exactly. So it's like you have to be on, you have to be focused, which that's why he loves
theater. Mess up your lines or mess up a shot, yes. You're in trouble. Not in trouble, but... He's going to make sure he shoots it again quickly. There's no break after the mistake. Like, exactly. Okay, like, walk away. Okay, guys, that was terrible. No, take it right now, and we're not taking seven takes.
No, absolutely not. No seven takes with him. But I love it, though, because it brings me back to my roots of theater. When you're on stage, there is no second take. It's live. It's real. And that you have to be in the moment. So as an actor working on his show, I bring all of that with me when I'm on set. I have to be in the moment. I have to be in it and don't look for a second take. You know, you may get one, but just don't even look for it. Just bring all that you have at the top. And I love that because working in another way where you may have 20 or 30 takes, you'll approach it a bit differently. You'll approach it in a way like, okay, you know, I have 5-10 more of these, you know, I'll try it this way, or, you know, I'll just warm up as the takes go. But it's, if you have a crying scene, you'd be ready. You'd be crying. So it's incredible and it's a challenge and I love it. I really do. So when I go to other shows and I'm like, I have three scenes today. Oh, it's nothing. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Simple, easy. And it's going to help you a lot with other opportunities and auditions and everything. So let's talk about The Oval. Tell us about the show for people that have not watched it. I know it's a very popular show on BET, but sometimes people don't get the opportunities to, learn about certain shows and stuff, and so tell us about it.
Yes, The Oval on BET. So the name, people would think it's a political drama. It's not. It has actually very little to do with politics, interesting enough. But so the Oval and BET is centered around the First Lady, the President, their children, and the White House staff.
Okay.
So we have a total of, I believe right now, 16 series regulars.
Wow.
That's a lot of series regulars, you know. So, but the way he does it, it makes sense because, say, the butler at the White House.
Yes.
He has all of his things, all of his drama at the White House. But then what happens when he goes home? He lives at home with his wife. Exactly. He lives at home with his wife, Nancy. They have a son named Barry. And Barry has a girlfriend named Sharon. And that's me.
Oh, okay.
So that's where my character comes in. It's all connected. And then you have other characters in the show that have the same thing. There's Priscilla and Sam that work at the White House. And they're married. He's Secret Service. She's head of the household for housekeeping. And then you see their story when they go home and so on and so forth. So it's not just at the Oval, it's not just at the White House. You have drama outside of it, which makes it so interesting.
Right.
And that's why people are so addicted to this show, because there's so many storylines, there's so much going on, and Mr. Perry does not hold back. He does not hold back with the drama, with the scandal. It's juicy.
So you basically, you're at the White House sometimes, but mean not you, but meaning the people working there, then they go home. So it's really taking the behind the scenes of people that work in the White House and what happens to them when they go home, and
exactly.
how they've taken their work with them home in certain aspects.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you're also, and when you're at the White House, you still do see the behind the scenes of when the president and the wife go to bed, what do they do? And they're, when people watch the show, they'll see this couple, the First Lady and the President, in this show. It's so much drama, it's so much scandal, but it's so addicting, you know. So you see,
well, Tyler Perry, when he does those types of shows, as I've loved some of them that were on Netflix and stuff, or
yes.
Amazon, that just awesome. Like Acronym was awesome. I like that a lot.
Oh yeah, Acrimony. Yes,
Acrimony.
That was
Sorry.
Good.
So, yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, so whenever I get a chance to interview Tyler Perry, I don't tell my best stuff.
You know, like, you know, I'm trying to be like,
I really like his drama because it really does delve into life, and really people think, you know, everything's perfect. And I'm sure we're not talking politics, but oh my gosh, you're seeing theater in the real world and politics happening right now, and being on the show, you're saying, oh, I see it now. Because I mean, you watch these certain shows that are based on the presidency and everything, and you're now seeing, oh my gosh, this is real. And think of the one, what was the movie about a butler, and it was involving the Oval Office and stuff. It took them all through all the different presidents. I forgot the name of that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, so
it's very similar.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. And you're seeing real life in theater in the same way, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, so awesome. So that's really cool, and people can check it out by going to BET Now, right? Going on Amazon, they have that opportunity to be part of that. It's an app on your phone, but also another way too, right, Tisha? Correct?
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah,
yep.
You can go to BET. I think they also play reruns every now and then. And we just finished season 2, but you guys can be sure to see it come out soon. I haven't got the exact word.
We know you're going to be in season 3. You know you're not supposed to say that because you were in the bubble. So we know, unless you're filming something else and you're secret, because that, I'm sure being part of the bubble in Tyler Perry, they're looking at other shows as well and saying, Tyler Perry's like, you know, what he's been able to create in Atlanta is phenomenal. And, you know, I heard it's an awesome place, right? Going. Oh, yeah. Great. So other projects going on
awesome.
That you could say? Any other projects, Tisha, you can tell us about?
Well, currently right now, this is an interesting thing about the world right now.
Yeah.
Everything else is on hiatus. Everyone else is trying to figure out how to do basically what Mr. Perry just did.
Yeah.
In a safe way. So I was very fortunate and blessed to be working with him, because there's a lot of productions right now that are not filming. And he was like the only one.
Yeah.
So as far as my other show that I'm on, Black Lightning, we'll see what happens with that. Like, I'm not exactly sure how they'll handle it. I'm sure they'll handle it in a certain way where everyone's safe and healthy. to my understanding, SAG has put out certain regulations to make sure that actors are. You'll have a zone A, right. A zone B, and a zone C. And if you're in zone A, you have rigorous testing. Right. You know, you don't have to wear masks because you're on camera. And yeah. The people around you would still have to. There's certain regulations. In order for you to get into zone A from zone B or zone C, you have to go through more testing and things like that. So they're thinking about everything. They're thinking about it all, social distancing. And I feel like Mr. Perry should be the first person everyone should run to ask for guidance and advice about how to film successfully.
It's crazy.
He did. Everybody was there negative. Like we were tested all the time, but everyone was negative. I was like, wow, but we still took precautions and it was beautiful.
And where can we connect with you? Social media and stuff, check you out. Where can we go?
Yeah, so I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Tisha Renee, and Tisha is T-E-E-S-H-A. And I'm also at TishaRenee.com, my personal website, but I'm mainly on Instagram. So if anybody wants to connect with me there, be sure to follow me and I'll follow you back.
I appreciate you stopping by today and great catching up to talk to you about these things. And everyone needs to check out The Oval on BET and check out and can't wait to season 3 when that comes out. So sounds good.
Yes. Season 2. We're coming back with season 2.
Oh, but you're filming season 3 or you just filmed season 2?
We just filmed season 2.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Check out season 2 and you have the inside scoop and you can't tell us, but everyone else can check it out. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Neil. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley Show and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.